Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Jamila Laurie, a.k.a. Nina Capone, and I am here today to talk to you about thinking healthier, if that makes sense. Five tips that I have today on how to shift your thought process to a more healthier thinking. It's really funny because this is not something that I actually talk about on my radio shows or even entertain outside of my sessions as a consultant or coach for business owners and entrepreneurs. And I had a special request to talk a little bit about this yesterday. And I said, you know, I'm creating content, I'm staying focused, so why not? I actually have a whole method that I actually use in person for my clients that actually come into the office and sit with me, as I find it one of the most challenging things that people are faced with when it comes to starting their business, getting into new business relationships, personal relationships, even though that's not my forte. But, you know, once you're dealing with an entrepreneur or anybody when it comes down to starting a new business or a new venture of any sort, you kind of get into some personal things with them, you know. And I personally, I'm a listener. Of course, I have some counseling therapy background, so I may, you know, really apply some of those tools and techniques to my methods when we're coaching. And I felt like, wow, this is something, you know, that needs to be shared. So I agree with my client that I was speaking to, who said, hey, you need to do a show on this. This is valuable information. A lot of people are struggling with this. And she's right. She was right. A lot of people are struggling with keeping positive, keeping that positive mindset, you know, that thought process while trying to, you know, juggle business or even just start a business, dealing with family and friends. And it's just a lot comes with it, a ton of things come with it. And you want to make sure that you're staying focused and alert and aware. And excuse my background, you guys, I'm multitasking, I'm still working. But I wanted to come live to really talk about how I stay motivated. I'm not into the full shift. I know there's a method that people talk about, parallel shifting. I don't personally get into that. My method is simple. It's very simple when it comes down to staying positive. A lot of people come in and that's the first thing they ask is, how do you stay motivated? How do you stay positive? And my answer is pretty simple. It's not easy. It takes a lot. It takes work. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe, you know, for those who don't make it into my office or don't have the opportunity to sit with me and go through a session with me and don't really understand what I do, I thought I'd get on today and share a little information. Y'all can probably hear me rattling papers in the background because I'm still working as usual. But just to get into it a little bit, my method is like practice what you preach. Don't go out here talking about something and trying to, you know, front and be all positive. You're not really a positive person because at the end of the day, that's fraudulent, right? And we don't want that. We don't want that. I try to remain positive at all times. Anybody know me, I'm probably annoying. You know, I wouldn't take that from y'all and say that I'm not. I'm probably, you know, a pain when it comes down to that. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being a pain, you know, because at the end of the day, I like my mindset. I like how I am. I like my new me, you know, and I think it's important for you to like you. You know, in order for you to get busy and you in the business world and grow a business, especially if you're working with people, you got to make sure that your mental is right, that you're positive, because people can feel energies and auras. They know, you know, where you coming from before you even walk in there. They can tell what type of person you are and how you're, you know, how you receive them. Like, to me, that's so important. That's more important than, you know, that fake smile. That's more important than your knowledge and everything else. You know, really making a person feel warm with your energy. Because, you know, we can talk and say all the right stuff, but people know. They can feel it. They can definitely feel it. You know, and we want to make sure that energy that we're putting out there is real energy. It's the real thing. You know, people are like, oh, wow. Like, she's official tissue. She knows what she's talking about. I can tell because she got that energy that make me want to, you know, really, really engage with her and take her advice. Because who am I to give advice if, in fact, you don't, you know, I'm not living it. I'm not living that lifestyle. To me, that's fake, right? That's real fake. So how do I stay positive? Okay. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Not going to say I ain't never done it, but I don't do any of those things these days. So how do I stay positive? Of course, I wrote some notes, you know, because I got to write everything down. My brain, like, bleep. First and foremost, if you need to go grab a pen, because this is something that I do encourage you to practice. Practice makes perfect. It's not an overnight thing. This is something that you really have to put time, thought, and effort into. If you've ever met with me, you either received a blank journal or a journal, one of my personalized journals that I've written, one of my workbooks. So if you've never met with me, then get at me because you might want that to help you make this change. But let's start, you know, with tip number one. So you're not feeling sick around toxic people with bad energy. So you are not one of those people, right? So number one, write out your own affirmation. And I say write your own affirmation because I hear a lot of affirmations who, you know, where people come up online and they'll say, hey, repeat after me. This will, you know, this is a positive affirmation. And that's cool. But what about your own? How do you feel? Make it personal. Even if you have to take a little bit of something you heard and you want to apply that to your lifestyle or your affirmation, do that. Definitely do that. Make sure your affirmation is personal to you. An affirmation does not have to be long and drawn out. It could be simple and right to the point, but make sure that that's something that you put into place. Make sure you write that out because your affirmation is something you want to talk about. You want to repeat it. You want to say it. You want to make sure that you believe it because you could read something over and over again and you don't even believe it yourself. You'd be like, whatever. You know, make sure this is something that you believe yourself. Make sure that it makes sense to you. You don't want to just start saying an affirmation that doesn't really apply to you and your lifestyle or your experiences or how you personally want to change, right? So make sure, number one, my first tip is to write your own personal affirmation. You don't have to say it out loud or share it with anyone. This is about you. This is about you changing the way that you think, your emotions, yourself, your energy, right? Okay, so that's the first step, okay? And again, like I said, this is not a simple, easy process. This is something that you have to try your best to stay consistent doing, or you're not going to get to where you're trying to get to. You're not going to reach your final destination when it comes down to your success in shifting your thoughts. Because you want to think healthy. Thinking healthy increases positive energy. I'm going to say that again. Thinking healthy increases positive energy. I'm not reading it nowhere. I'm just telling you, like, for a fact, that's what happens. When you think positive thoughts, positive things happen. You actually attract positivity. You get positive people around you. It's so good, right? So now that you have written your personalized affirmation that states your statement about you to help you change your thought process, right? You want to pull up my little tips here. I got all these things in front of me. Something I wanted to touch on. Some negative thoughts. Where's my negative thoughts? I got some negative thoughts, but I'll find them. So next, for tip number two, write down all of your thoughts and your feelings. So we call this the TFA, thoughts, feelings, and actions, okay? And if you can do this in so many ways. Again, if you've met me, if you've worked with me, you know that how I make my circle in the middle, and then I make my lines out for everything, including digital marketing. Like everything I do, I have like a mind map where I map out everything, right? So you can actually write it down that way. It don't have to be in any special order, just in order for you to understand it, right? And your TFAs are your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. For example, what are your thoughts? This morning I woke up worrying about stuff, right? I personally had an installation that was going on at another location. I could not be there, and I was just worried because I didn't know how this was going to turn out. I didn't know they were going to come on time. I didn't know they were fully scheduled. I don't know if the technicians received the request or what have you. So I was a tad bit worried, right? So those were my thoughts. My feelings turned into stress. You know, I automatically was like, oh my goodness, is this going to go right? Because I'm a person that likes to be involved in projects that I'm actually working on. I want to be 100% involved. So, you know, the next, my feelings were stressed. That's how I felt. And then my actions was like, I was off alignment. I wasn't really thinking the way I should have been thinking. I was so focused on what was happening over there that I wasn't focused on getting into my main office and getting the ball rolling on my morning, right? So these are things, you know, that I had to write down, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions. And then we want to close the gap. You want to take and close the gap of your feelings, your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. You want to change throughout my day as I progressed and sat down and relaxed a little bit. My worrying went to more of a content mode. I became content because I spoke to the person who was at the building, and she assured me that, you know, everything went smooth. So my feelings, my stress went to calm and satisfied. I was like, yes, that went good. I'm so happy. Everything worked out as planned. And then my actions was back on point. I was ready to rock and roll and get on to the next project. I started to gather my thoughts properly, get my energy back up in a better place, and I start feeling gratitude. My thoughts were now on gratitude. I was just grateful to be able to get things done as I planned. There was no more worrying. There was no more worrying. So, you know, it's like where you are now and then your alternative reality. Like, where would you like to be? Where would you like to be? In reality, I have this perfect world. My current world is never perfect, you know, but I do try to get there by the end of my day. So that's always a goal, you know. So make sure you keep that as a goal for yourself. okay? Remember, T as in Tom, your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. Well, that's your TSA. I tell people who work a 9-to-5, go into your office, even if you don't work a 9-to-5. When you start working your day, write down your TSA, and then you work on it throughout your day. So when you close to the end of your 8-hour, 12-hour, 16, 21-hour shift, whatever, you can close the gap in how you feel, okay? That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And we're only on 2. We're only on 2. Okay? So first, now that you have your affirmation, you've written out a personalized affirmation that you're gonna repeat daily or 7 to 8 times a day if you're anything like me and need to hear that positive affirmation, because we just live in a society now where there's a lot of negativity. And people who are toxic and have negative energy physically just get me sick. I thought I would be over that, but I still feel it. I still can feel that. I still feel that way, right? So I try my best. I try to move away from those people or cut those people off. And these could be people that you love. You know, I have a client whose mother, her mother takes her there. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we just got to cut people off temporarily just to get ourselves together, because you got to build up the strength in you, right? And that's really what it's about. And as you're starting to try to get into becoming an entrepreneur, running your business, or you're already running your business and you seem discombobulated, or you're unable to catch up or unable to focus, or you're working a 9-to-5 and you're still trying to run your business, but you feel like you're stuck in a matrix of trying to do everything. You feel overwhelmed because everything is on you, but it should be, because it's yours. You're doing what you're doing for you. You know, I'm not going to get too deep into that, but, you know, when you start a business, you're starting that business for you. You're not starting it for everyone else. They may not have the same dreams, aspirations, and everything that you got. So make sure that this is about you. Make it about you. Focus on you, okay? This is only a 30-minute podcast, so I'm going to try to go as fast as I can. Y'all know I'm long-winded. But number 3, okay, and I'm going to backtrack really quick for those who are just tuning in. Number 1 was create your own personalized affirmation. Number 2 was to write down your thoughts, your TFA, which is your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions daily, and shift them. Shift them on your own. Make sure that you're actually addressing those things. If not, you're going to remain in that state. Okay, number three on my tips is to journal about your positive and your negative experiences. If you've met me, you received that journal, and I tell people, use this journal. If you're somebody that has trouble writing, you're just not one of those freestyle writers, I have a journal that I've actually created that will help you to be able to start your journaling process, because journaling is important. It helps you get things out. Because you don't always want to get on the phone and tell your business to somebody else. You don't always want to just scream or explode. Journaling actually helps you to put things down, get them out of your head and into perspective so you can actually address them, right? So, and don't just journal about your positive things. Like, I don't call it a diary. I call it a journal because, you know, you may want to share it with somebody someday. But it's something for you to go back and reflect on. If you're talking about, you know, because we have bad days, especially as entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur, I understand. Trust me, I understand. Some days it's just not right. It's like, why did I even get out of bed this morning? You know, and that same day can turn into such an amazing day. So journaling can take you from your bad, negative spot, but into your personal space where you're now happy, right? So take your positive experiences and write about them. Take your negative experiences and write about them. But don't just do that. You go back and write about how you handled them. How did I handle this wonderful thing happened to me today? And here was my reaction. This is how I handled it. This horrible thing happened to me today, and here's how I handled it. You know, I broke down. I flipped out. I screamed at her because I told her not to open the door or whatever the situation is. Address it. Address it now. So you know, if this situation arises in the future, you know how to handle it. You go back and you reflect on your experience and how you actually handled it. Okay. So we're at number three. So your affirmation, you wrote down a personalized, 100% you, affirmation for yourself. You wrote down your thoughts and your feelings, your TFAs. You're doing this daily. Then you're journaling, okay? I know it seems like homework, but don't make it homework. Please, don't make it homework. Don't write a lot. You don't have to write. This doesn't have to be an entire book. Just something simple. These are notes. I have notes all over my desk. It almost looks crazy by the end of my day. I do clean up, y'all. I got OCD. So I do be cleaning up. But I have stickies and notes that help me get through my day. That's just what it is. That's how I move forward, right? And then, this is my favorite, disinfect your close three. We got to clean up our space. You know, as my parents were in recovery, and I would hear them say, people, places, and things, right? I ain't get it back then. I just was like, oh gosh, here they go with what they saying. But people, places, and things makes all the difference, right? In how your energy shifts, okay? So think about it. Think about your close three. These are people who had probably the closest, the most easiest access to you. Limit access to yourself. You know, evaluate those three. Evaluate those three people who call you first thing in the morning. That can reflect on how you have your day, how your day goes. Just really look at those three people. Your close three could be your spouse, your mate, your children. Sometimes it's hard to get rid of your spouse or your children, but your close friends, your mom or dad or your neighbor, whoever, your boss. I remember going into the job that I quit to fully go full speed ahead with my business. My boss, not just my boss, I mean all the way up to the CEO. They were the type of people. I ran an IT help desk, and when I would walk in, sometimes everybody would, you know, we had staff, everybody would be in a panic before I could reach my desk. So I had to create boundaries with everybody. I mean, this company was huge, but I had to create boundaries that when I walked in, I don't care if you're locked out and you've been here since 7 a.m. I start at 8, okay? And I need to sit at my desk and at least log in before I start hearing complaints, because you're messing up my mode. You're taking me out of my character. So I created boundaries, and I wasn't afraid to say them out loud to people. Like, wait, don't do that. Don't run up on me when I walk in the door telling me you need your password reset or you need to log in because now you're creating a negative vibe because you can't get your work done. Because you forgot your password. I didn't get you locked out. I didn't lock you out. I didn't change your password. And I didn't forget your password. So, you know, it's about creating boundaries. So even if you have close friends who may call and have that negative story first thing in the morning, create and set boundaries so you can get your day started. So you can get your moment, your time rolling. So you're not running into any obstacles of stress or worry or frustration, okay? So you don't want that to happen. So create boundaries. Create boundaries for yourself and make sure you enforce those boundaries. I'll get into it again if you're interested. I'll give you more information on how to enforce those boundaries, but I just realized a lot of people have trouble enforcing the boundaries, you know. We forget because we may also wake up in that mood or our vibrations are off, and we forget to, you know, we kind of just go along with it and accept that conversation, that negative conversation or whatever, without really correcting that person. And now we're back in that same space. So be mindful of what you allow in. Okay. Next, that was four. So we have affirmations, we have TFAs, we have positive, your journaling, and then we have your disinfecting your circle, your close three, And last but not least, and I'm going to say this, and if you know me, again, I'm no super duper religious person, although, you know, I am. I practice a religion that's pretty strict, and I stay steadfast in my religion. I'm only going to say this, no matter what religion you're in or what you follow, dedicate yourself to, you know, talking to God. Pray. However you do it. You know, I think God responds to my raps. I don't know. I think that's what he responds to with me. But talk to God. Pray. You know, like take that seriously. Connect with your higher being. So you can, you know, because it's beyond, you know, even if you're just somebody that believes in just the universe and the universe works this way and that way, I get it. Connect with the universe and, you know, make sure you're actually addressing how you feel, what you want, what you need to do. I'm going to jump into a quick commercial because we got to knock on the door. All right. I am back. I don't know what this is. But, okay. So, yeah, the package delivery. Yes, I am in my office. And I'm almost done here. I'm almost done. Again, you know, make sure you follow my 5 tips. Feel free to follow me on any of my social media, Nina Capone 1 or Jamila Lari on Instagram or My Biz Consulting. Anywhere. And let me know how this works out for you. I'm curious to see if this was enlightening to anyone. Hopefully it helps anybody that's struggling to stay positive or stay motivated. I know I've had my issues, and you know, it's one of those things. One of those things that we go through in life. And I feel like, you know, I wanted to share this. I definitely just wanted to share my tips. I'm not perfect. I sometimes wake up negative and in a bad mood. My vibration is off. I'm just like, oh, I'm just not having it. But again, being around positive people, accepting positive solve that issue. You know, so use my 5 tips on, you know, shifting your reality, your mindset, your thought process, and let me know how it works for you. Again, I'm here. I can't wait to hear some feedback on how this works for you. Hopefully it works for you. And if this doesn't, I got other ideas. I got more tips. And I'll be more than happy to share them. But again, thank you for tuning in. This is Jamila Lari on My Biz TV, My Biz Talk, Industries Radio, of course. Always enjoy sharing some knowledge, dropping some jewels. Of course, we're going to move back to business, but I do believe this is a big part of business and business success. Thanks again for tuning in. You have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.